بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 23, 2015 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with government officials on the occasion of the month of Ramadan. Another essential task is to confront unnecessary imports and smuggling in a serious way. Attending to small and medium-sized production workshops is another essential task. I stress the necessity of this matter in the beginning of the year as well. Reviewing monetary policies and the activities of the banking system of the country, I also spoke about this matter in the beginning of the year. Experts and sympathetic personalities have certain things to say in this regard, and their opinions should be heard and receive attention. These are tasks that we should carry out. Of course, the main condition for achieving all these things is harmony and unanimity, and the solidarity that the Honorable President touched on.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The administration should be assisted. Officials should be assisted because they are in the middle of the arena. Unnecessary opposition and controversy should be avoided. Causing controversy, no matter who does so, is unacceptable and inappropriate. Everyone should help so that, God willing, this great movement will produce results. This was what we wanted to say on the issue of the economy. I believe that we can accomplish great feats in the area of the economy. We can hope that by Allah's favor, we will pass through this difficult road. On the nuclear issue, I will first raise three introductory points, and then I will discuss certain matters in this regard. The first point is that what I say in this meeting and in other public meetings is exactly the same things that I say to officials, the Honorable President, and others in private meetings. Some people say that the red lines that have been officially announced are sidelined in private meetings. This is a false and untrue statement, and it is a propaganda tool that they use. We have witnessed and are witnessing this. What we say to you in this meeting or in other public meetings is exactly the same things that we discuss with our friends in the administration and with the negotiating team. Our statements in both meetings are the same.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. guide me from all